morning. It's not really a normal preaching message, more of an exhortation, as we spend just a few minutes thinking about camp that's coming up and some encouragement on how you can best spend your time this week. It's one of those deals where I had already had a message and I needed a text to go with it. So look in Philippians chapter 2. This is what I'm going to use to support it. And then the rest are going to be biblical principles, but we won't really be turning anywhere. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you. That's all I really want. Let this mind be in you. It could also be translated, let this attitude be in you. This mindset, this attitude. I want to encourage you this afternoon with four attitudes that you should be striving for over the next 5 days, and it should extend past that. But here's the truth about camp. Camp is an exciting time. It is a fun place to be. There's a lot of anticipation. There's a lot of long travels. And there are friendships that only get to unite sometimes once a year, and this will be that time. And all that anticipation and joy tends to be a happy time, but also tends to fade somewhere around Wednesday or Thursday because you are exhausted. And if you're a parent, your kids are exhausted. Experienced not just the joys of camp, but you've also experienced the camp of camp, and it's just difficult to endure. So with those things in mind, let me just exhort you in four areas. Number one, I want to encourage you to do your best to cultivate a humble attitude. Try to have a humble attitude here in camp. And since this is more of an exhortation and not a real, what I would call, an expository type sermon, then I'm going to ask you a few things as I'm doing it. So what would be the opposite of a humble attitude? What's the opposite of humility? Pride. Yeah, pride. So a prideful attitude could look a lot of different ways. One of the ways that it could look is that the reason we have camp every year is so that everybody else can make it fun for me. Right? The reason we come is because this is an enjoyable week for us. There's nothing wrong with wanting to enjoy the week. There is something wrong with thinking that this camp exists so that you can have fun and everybody else needs to contribute to that goal. You know, it could also play itself out in other ways, like people need to act the way that I think they should act. Now we're moving from things where children may think to things that adults may think. People should always act the way I think they should act. And there's nothing written in stone saying they should act that way outside of my preference, and people just ought to know better. Well, whenever you get a large group of people together, and from what I understand, this year is going to be a fairly large attendance at camp, there are two kinds of people that you're going to be interacting with. The first kind of people are going to be the people that you enjoy, the people that are more like you, the people that you have fun being around. And then the second type of person is the kind that just naturally tends to be obnoxious to you. I may be that for you, and you may be that for me. And that's not a sin, that's just the way it is. If someone is slightly obnoxious on Monday, they're going to be really obnoxious by Wednesday, and it just goes from there. Well, a humble attitude says the Lord has created you the way that He's created you, and you have allowance for the preferences that you have, and obviously I do mine, and you don't have to be my little clone before I can try to enjoy some fellowship with you, or at least try to interact with you in an edifying way. It's a humble attitude that says that. It's a prideful attitude that would withhold ourselves from those kinds of things. So you could play that out and think about humility in different ways. But I would just encourage you, have a humble attitude. have a humble attitude. Go to camp expecting to enjoy camp, but also with the expectation of helping others enjoy camp. Number two, a thankful attitude. A thankful attitude. What's the opposite of a thankful attitude? Somebody said it.
Ungrateful.
Yeah, ungrateful attitude. It could be an ungrateful attitude. It can be a complaining attitude. It can be an entitled attitude. Listen, if you want to complain at camp, there's a million reasons why. If you want to be thankful, and if you are looking for ways that God is blessing, there's 100 ways that you could find that as well. And so even down to, and I'm thinking about children and younger folks, you know, if you wake up in the morning and you have a clean pair of underwear every day, you ought to be thankful to your mom for packing that. Okay? Unless you're one of those odd folks that likes to wear the same pair from Monday to Friday, and then I don't know what to say. But you know, that sounds silly, but you ought to be thankful for that. Thankful for the people who thought ahead of time, who were thoughtful enough ahead of time to make sure you had what you needed. There are going to be different sets of folks in the kitchen every day making sure that you are fed. Whether it's your favorite meal or not, you ought to be thankful for that. You ought to express your gratitude for that. And you're going to have Bible study teachers who have spent a little while preparing lessons and in some cases messages so that they can hold your Bible studies. You guys know how whenever, again, it gets to be Tuesday or Wednesday, and I think it's, what, 1 to 2? And you're just kind of dragging down the hill, and you're tired, and you're looking for the place to sit down, and you just don't know if you've got it in you to listen to a Bible study for an hour. Well, probably your Bible study teacher's dragging down the hill wondering if they have it in them to teach you for another hour. So it's difficult, okay? Be thankful that you've got someone who's willing to put in that time and effort to be able to do that. So just a thankful attitude. Even beyond that, just thankful that we live, and you get to meet inside, not out, but we live in an area, and I'm thinking particularly of locals now, to where camp gets to be a regular part of our life. That's one of the opportunities that we have to be able to serve the kingdom, is to be able to regularly go up and do our best to take care of and work and facilitate this blessing to other families. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that we live here and we're able to do that, that that's a part of our normal lives. And then if you get to come regularly, I'm thankful for that as well. So just a thankful attitude. Number three, a servant's attitude. I encourage you to have a humble attitude, a thankful attitude. I want to encourage you to have a servant's attitude. And this is going to be everybody again. A servant's attitude. Anybody want to give me an opposite to a servant's attitude? What's the opposite of that? And I'm not thinking of one particular thing.
Selfish.
Yeah, selfish. Yeah, selfish. Might be manifested in just laziness and, again, wanting to be served. You know, there's a lot that has to go into camp to make it really work through the week. There's trash that has to be picked up. There are toilets that have to be plunged. There are all kinds of different ways that things need to be cleaned up. There are meals that need to be served. There are pavilions that need to be swept. There, and you know, we could go on and on and on and on. I would encourage you, find a way. And again, an attitude is kind of an outset, a mindset. Be thinking along the lines of, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to enjoy camp, or I'm here for my children to enjoy camp, but I'm also here to be able to serve where I have opportunity. So that might mean some of you younger ladies helping some mothers with younger children so they can go through the line. That might mean signing up for, you know, the lots of available opportunities to be able to serve at camp. that might mean a whole lot of different things, but going to camp, not with the attitude that I'm here to be served, but where can I serve? Who can I serve? It may just be a conversation that you have with somebody who may not be familiar with the folks at camp, and you can tell that they kind of feel left out. It could be all kinds of different things. And then number four, I would encourage you to have a prayerful attitude at camp. A prayerful attitude. Anybody want to give me the opposite of that? What's the opposite of a prayerful attitude? That might be kind of hard. Say it again. Selfish attitude. Somebody else said something. Uncaring. Or like a self-sufficient attitude, right? I mean, you know, I've talked about having a humble attitude, a thankful attitude, and a servant's attitude. Anybody been transformed within the last 3 minutes into a humble, thankful servant? I didn't think so. So we need to have a prayerful attitude that the Lord would bless us to be able to actually go up to camp, not just remember these kinds of things, but to live these things out, to be able to pray, Lord, would you bless me? To be able to follow through on my intentions, if my intentions are to go here. Or would you bless me to be able to see beyond myself? Would you bless my Bible study teacher? Would you bless me to be able to enter into the messages? You know, one of the main reasons that we go to camp outside of the fellowship is to learn more about what Scripture has to say about whatever the theme is for that year. That's kind of the way camp is organized, or the way camp is set up. And so it's easy, I know, to go to camp and just think about hanging out, just thinking about the fellowship, or just thinking about keeping the schedule going. We can kind of get tunnel vision on wherever it is that we naturally drift, and that's all that we think about. But just having a prayerful attitude that I would be able to actually worship. I would be able to actually receive your word. A prayerful attitude that the Lord would work. Not just that he would move in my own heart, but that he would move in the hearts of those around us. And a prayerful attitude just in general. So those are the four attitudes that I would encourage you to prayerfully think about and prayerfully try to put on this week. A humble attitude, a thankful attitude, a servant's attitude, and a prayerful attitude. Okay, now that's 15 minutes, okay? That's a 15-minute message. Do not ever expect that again. But this is the Sunday afternoon before camp, and that's what you get, all right?
Thank you for listening to this message. Our prayer is that you've been blessed by the messages and the daily devotional blog on sermon audio from Ripley Primitive Baptist Church. We would love the opportunity to be of greater service to you and your walk with Christ. In other words, we would like to get to know you better. Do you have need of counsel, of a home church, or can we just pray for you? Please feel free to contact us by phone at 662-837-8590 or visit our website at www.ripleypbc.com.